Okay, number two on the agenda, G. Young Park and Nathaniel Robinson. How are you?
Okay.
I ask you to state your name and address for the record, and I'm going to have the vice chairman swear you in.
I'm Nathaniel Robinson, 792 Drewville Road.
Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you describe your application for us?
What I want to do is replace a shed that's on my property. It's, I guess it's too close to the, one of my neighbors. It's 15 feet and it's supposed to be 20. I'd like to use the foundation that exists. It's an old shed that, I included an old survey. I think it was 55 or something, and it's on there, so it's been there for a while.
And the new shed's going to go exactly on the same concrete slab that the old one is on?
That's what I wanted to do, yeah.
Okay.
Is the old shed standing now, or have you taken that down?
It's there, yeah. Still standing.
Okay.
I spoke to the neighbor who's adjacent, and they didn't have any objections to it.
Okay. Unique triangular shape piece of property.
Yeah.
So it's going where? The chicken house?
Yeah.
It says on the map, chicken house.
That's what they called it, yeah.
Okay. It actually looks like a chicken house in the picture.
It kind of does, yeah. It kind of smelled like one, too.
Do you have any chickens?
No, I don't. I'm not interested. I have enough responsibility.
Bear in mind, if you want to get chickens, you may need to come back here.
Yeah. No chickens on the horizon.
Is there a slab within this building?
There's a stone foundation, and there was a concrete poured. I don't know what's underneath it, but it's in kind of bad shape, so.
What kind of condition is that foundation in?
The foundation seems good. I'm going to probably have somebody look at the, see if anything needs to be remediated with the slab and that.
Is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions about this application? Okay, there's not. Very good. Board members, any more questions? This one's pretty straightforward. Okay, before we close the public hearing, I'll give you the same offer that I've mentioned now twice, which is we only have 5 board members present. We will, if you'd like us to, defer the vote for a month. Otherwise, you can elect to take your chances and have 5 minutes vote tonight and hope to get 4 yes votes.
I'll take my chances.
Okay, very good. All right. So with that, we'll close the public hearing. Before I do that, give me final statements you'd like to make in support of the application.
I guess I don't.
You're not required to.
Yeah.
Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So with that, I'll close the public hearing.
A 5-foot west rear setback variance.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Andres with the second. Rob, can you address the criteria?
Certainly shall. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in character of the neighborhood? Absolutely not. If anything, this will make the neighborhood look cleaner, cleaner and tidier.
What are you saying about my shed?
Whether the benefit, I'm just suggesting that the new shed will be even better. Whether the benefit sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance? Well, not really, because if you need a shed, you need a shed, and he's replacing a structure on the same slab and, with a newer structure. Whether the requested variance is substantial, it might be viewed as substantial, but it's the same, it's going in the same place it was in 1957. And whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood, there's been no testimony to that effect. And whether the alleged difficulty is self-created, I would say no, because again, he's merely replacing one structure with a newer structure on the same location.
Okay, thank you, Rob. We'll roll call vote. Andres, I'll start with you.
In favor.
Rob?
In favor.
John?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
And I'm in favor also. Variance is granted.
Okay, thank you.
Would you mind just handing this to the chairman and then he'll sign it for you? And then you take that.
Okay, number three.